fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 15th of May. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with check all your rechargeable batteries and your chargers. Make sure you get the low self-discharge batteries, that you have at least 2 chargers. And moving on from there, we are taking orders for Berkey water filters. No, it is not February. You won't get delivery the next day. It's May, and delivery is 6 to 8 weeks out in the future, maybe longer. But we will take your order for a Berkey water filter. We do have doTERRA On Guard in stock. Limit 1 bottle per family. It's not February. You could have got 10 bottles then. Limit 1 bottle per family. And if you could buy a doTERRA kit with On Guard in it, you can buy a separate bottle to increase that inventory. I'm a dealer for Berkey water filters and On Guard products. There's a drop-down menu at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert is my personal physician, and we're going to be talking about health-related matters. If you'd like a private consultation, like to possibly become a client of Dr. Wilbert and visit his beautiful office in the central west end of St. Louis, where we had Good Morning America was there this past Tuesday doing a feature on the beautiful building that Dr. Wilbert has his office in. Just give him a call at area code 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore. Always a pleasure. Came around fast again.
These weeks seem to fly by faster each week, don't they, sir?
You know, when I was a young lad, the elders in the family said, oh, yeah, wait till you get old. Days just fly by. Well, they are doing just that. Seems like
they are.
I was just doing this yesterday.
I know. Well, the main thing is to have those days fly by doing things that are productive and interesting and fun, right, Doctor?
That's the joy of living. You know, as we meander through this perceived pandemonium, we tend to overlook the fact that we are still here making decisions that impact not only our lives, but the lives of others and the planet, really. I mean, if you think you're in this alone, have another thought. Every thought that you have, every thought that every human has had, that has lived on this planet, see, thoughts are things. And every thought that every human has had, we're talking people like Galileo, Sir Isaac Newton, you know, the major turners of events in this, in what we know to be science. But when you take a look at all of the thinking that those guys did and what they accomplished, all of that data is stored on a hard drive somewhere. Like your computer. All the data on your computer is stored in the computer. And so when you have a thought, thoughts are energy. Thoughts are energy. Thoughts can influence the electrical nature of electrons. And so when you're in a joyous, happy spirit, you're accessing joyous and happy information and experiences that you didn't even have privy to. But you can access the energetic effect of them. Now, that's a pretty deep concept to understand, but it underscores the fact that since you are the steward of your thoughts, you know, no one can control what you think. Your thinking can be influenced by whatever information, data, your perception, which is totally subjective. Your thinking can be influenced, but you ultimately get to choose your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Gone is the cop-out statement. Oh, that person made me so angry. Well, you know, anger, again, is a foreign feeling. No other person, no other creature in nature experiences anger. Your young mother say, oh, my baby's angry because I didn't feed her. No, that's your interpretation of what she's saying. She just can't say, get over here and feed me right now because I'm ready to eat. What's taking so long? But she's not angry. We learn to run off road in those less than positive feelings from our mothers, fathers, teachers, preachers, authority figures. And then we determine for ourselves that getting upset is normal. No, it's not. It's not normal. And here's how you know. Go ahead, get angry and upset and see how good you feel. Go ahead, get angry and upset, and see how fast you go back to happiness. No, it takes you a little while. It takes you a little while. See, we can go to instant upsetness, but not very many people can snap back to instant happiness. I'm working on pasting happy on every moment I'm alive. That's my concept of being alive. If I'm alive and breathing, I don't even have to be cognizant. Just tell me I'm alive, and I'll be happy. When you pace happy on the moment, and you're thankful for that happy, I'm happy, thankful, and grateful. I am alive. There's a book called Power versus Force. I don't see it on my library. Power versus Force. It's written by David Hawkins, PhD, and I never met Dr. Hawkins, but I met his personal secretary, Sunny. She still lives in Sedona, Arizona. And this is a scientist that observed with a sophisticated machine called a SQUID, Super Quantum Interference Measuring Device. At that time, there was only about maybe 10 of them on the planet. There's probably about 50 of them now. But what the scientists do, they measure the energy of human emotion. Again, only humans have emotions. That's energy in motion preceded by a feeling predicated on a thought. Other creatures don't do that, contrary to popular opinion and belief. They innately respond to the energy, especially of humans. That's why dogs don't bite me. They may bark at me, but they won't bite me. Because they know, I know, that you only have one weapon, that's your mouth. I have 14 if I have to use my head. And so I would gladly let you bite my leg or my arm. And if you choose to bite me, that means you're threatening my life. That means your life has to go. We're not going to have a conversation after that. And so they respond, in this instance, the dog responds to the fear. And the fear is offensive. And it makes the animal, I would try it with a bear. If a bear gets your attention, I think you better run. But the fear is antagonistic to the dog. They perceive it as a threat. And so therefore, if they perceive their life as a threat, guess what? They're going to bite you because you've just invaded their privacy. So back to the squid. It can measure the energy of emotion. And just recall, I don't know where I read it, but it's true. You can research it with the information highway. There's a man in Texas that owned a seed factory. And every year, around this time of the year, this certain time of the year, this set of seeds that grew lettuce and went to this farmer, they wouldn't germinate and produce vegetables. And after a few times of doing this, he started to investigate. And he looked at the lady that was responsible for inspecting the lettuce seeds before they were shipped out. And every year, this time of year, she would lament over the fact that this is when her husband physically transition. And so that energy of grief, and when you lose a loved one, grieving is natural and normal. But it takes time to waddle through that. And so grieving is natural and normal. That's why when I counsel people on trimming to a healthier size, they say, Dr. Wilbert, I want to lose weight. No, you don't want to lose weight. That's when you lose your keys, you lose your money, you lose a lost loved one, you look forward to finding that money or seeing your loved one again. So in your mind, losing denotes finding. That's why weight loss doesn't work for most people. It's trim to your healthier size. I've always had that concept ever since I was about 290 pounds at 6 feet tall. I said, oh, Lynn, you're 50 years old. At the rate you're going, you're not going to live to the ripe old age of 80. That's excess baggage puts excess stress and stressure on your system. A person weighing 300 pounds, the heart and lungs have to work a lot harder than a person weighing 150 pounds. So when you put in that load of labor over time, even though the heart is designed to last 5 lifetimes, like 400 years, we tend to wear it out in half a lifetime, 80, because we don't know what it is we're doing. Fear, anger, emotional upsetness of any kind. So what Dr. Hawkins discovered was that, and measured, this is scientific measurement, love is the most abundant energy available to human consciousness. Love. And this is, he put together a list of human consciousness, human emotions. And love is the most abundant. Guess what the most intense is? Thankful. Grateful. If you're thankful and grateful for the moment that you're living right now, you're guaranteed another one if you don't run into a truck. If you wake up in the morning and your first thought is, oh, I'm happy, thankful, and grateful, I have another day to be the best me ever. Well, you get some more moments. One of my good friends, I'm sure Ed Foreman is still out there, he says, some people wake up in the morning and go, good morning, God. And other people wake up in the morning and go, good, God is morning. That's a different day. That's a different outcome. And by the way, you hear people say, oh, I'm having a bad day. Why would you have a bad day? Because you relive the moment that jerk cut you off on the way into work. You know, this jerk cut me off and I blah, 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 and gave me the digital hand signals and I did it back and, and you tell 10 people. And you wonder why your day doesn't go so well. In the world of quantum physics, like energies attract like energies. So if you spew it off this anger moment that you live through, why would you assign anger to it if you live through it? If you live through it, you learn something. You're just not assigning learning to the fact that you live through the moment. The only purpose the past serves is for us to learn. The only purpose the past serves is to learn. And if you're alive this moment, I can tell, and I haven't met, well, I met you, John, but I haven't met other people on the phone, but I can tell everyone on this call have learned from every experience. If you hear the sound of my voice, and you can interpret my words and understand what I'm saying, and you're cognizant on any level, then I can tell you've learned from every experience that you've lived through. And most of us have heard this before from one of our grandmothers or our mother. If it didn't kill you, it made you stronger. I just had the worst experience of my life. What are you talking about? It made me stronger. I don't want to relive that. Well, get ready. Because if you don't assign learning to the moment you just lived through, you will attract another experience for you to learn what it was you were supposed to learn when you had the experience the first time. It's like repeating the fourth grade. When I was in elementary school, I know this guy. He had a mustache and a beard. I'm going, why don't you in high school? Well, he didn't pass the eighth grade. If you don't pass the test of that grade level, you are going to repeat that grade level. That's why they say history repeats itself, because we don't learn from history. We observe, and then we repeat the same actions. Well, actions have direct consequences. Actions have direct consequences. You can't run into the wall and hope you don't have a bruise on your head. That's a direct consequence. In the world of quantum physics, there are direct consequences of every activity. Really? Okay, let me repeat that. For every activity.
We have a break, Doctor. Hold on. We'll be right back.
All righty.
Thank you. Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 15th of May. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, possibly become his client and visit him in his beautiful office in the central west end of my hometown, St. Louis, just give him a call. Leave a message if he doesn't pick up. The telephone is 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John. We were speaking of quantum physics. Quantum physics is the study of particles smaller than atoms. Study of particles smaller than atoms, and those consist of electrons, protons, and neutrons. And the most active of those is the electron. And the energy associated with thought. Remember, thoughts are things. Thoughts create feelings. You feel in your heart, and then that emotion, energy in motion, is your body feeding back to you the energy that you just created and subsequently tapped into the program, depending on what the energy of the emotion was. What program? The program of humankind. The program of humankind. Well, Dr. Wilbert, are you telling me that every thought I have, I access a program that somebody else put there? Yes, I am. So now it underscores the importance of minding. Think about what you're thinking about while you're thinking about it. And if it doesn't make you feel good, your responsibility as a steward of self and the universe, your responsibility is to change it. And imagine how you would like, no, how you would desire, no, how you would love. Wait, say, let me love, how you would love for it to be. It has a certain resonance to it. And again, love is the most intense, abundant energy measured. And he did most of his research in Europe. You know, the United States is kind of behind in a few things, and one of them is physical medicine. In Europe, France, Italy, it doesn't matter. Medical doctors work for physical doctors. I remember a book one time. I'm a senior intern. This is my first real client. I don't use patient anymore because patient in Latin means to suffer. Doctor in Latin means teacher. So I have clients that I counsel on how to live well. So this is my very first client as a senior intern. And I was all enthusiastic because now I get to work on real people. I've been working on students for some years, and now I get to go out into the real world and show my skills. At one time, I thought I could grow hair on a doorknob. Well, now I know I can't fix anything because I don't live with you 24/7, and what you are expressing is a consequence of your accumulated lifestyle, period. We are perfect stimulus response design. Creation is perfect. Man is part of creation. What part of man is perfect? The design. On the outside, we look different. We sound different. We've had different experiences, different upbringings, different education. On the inside, however, it's predictable. If you ate food yesterday, hopefully it left this morning. I know how it works. And humans that eat food, it's going to come out because you have an automatic system that knows how to digest, assimilate, extract, and eliminate. And you don't give any thought to that process other than the fact, oh, you know, Dr. Lewis, it's been a couple of days since I've had a bowel movement. Really, you got an issue. You got to find out where the issue is and then resolve it. No, just take a stool softener, a Ducalax. Well, you don't have stagnant bowel movement because you didn't have the whatever it is you took to help it. No, there was something else going on. So it's your job to figure it out. It's my job to help you figure it out. That's why we examine lifestyle. Lifestyle has a direct consequence on how your body, which is the perfect messenger, how your body manifest. It is the perfect messenger. So this concept of what's wrong with me, you've been duped into believing that. You've been duped into believing what's wrong with you. So I'm back to my my first new client. She was a 25-year-old researcher for Washington University here in St. Louis. And she says, Doc, all I did was reach in the back seat and help my daughter into her seat. And I've done this many times. I drop off to daycare, and all of a sudden I felt this warm rush of something, and now I can't move my neck.
Hold that thought, Doctor. Hold that thought. We'll get back to this after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 15th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You find yourself at home, laid off from your job, got some extra time, you want to educate yourself? There's some great educational material at my website. We've got the former president of the Canadian Dental Association. We've got his letter apologizing to everybody he knows, his family, his friends, his entire country, apologizing to all the dentists, apologizing because he used to advocate that people consume sodium fluoride to help their teeth, which, of course, is not the right thing to do. It's very bad for your teeth and your whole body. All the details are there. It's Dr. Hardy Limebeck. Nice photograph of Dr. Limebeck there. And there's a video also that you can watch. You want to wake up in the morning after a great night's sleep, sleeping like a small child like I do every night, with all the energy you need to meet the challenges of the day, well, then you need an energy cleaner. Quite simply, you need an energy cleaner. If you didn't hear Steve Whitman yesterday, you need to listen to Steve's testimony, giving myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life when he was shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol. An amazing story. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. But I do that for me to you personally. That's what I do. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, PayPal being the most secure way to make any payment online. Why is that? Because you don't give up your credit card information. You can send me a check. My address is at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543 to order your energy cleaner and the mattress pad to go with it. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician. If you'd like to make an appointment with him or just get a private consultation, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Let's continue, doctor.
All right, John. I was reliving an experience, and again, when you relive an experience, this is the power of imagination. The biggest misuse of your imagination is worry, meaning you make something up and you anticipate the consequences and it doesn't feel good, and therefore you produce the chemistry of something that hasn't happened, thus shortening your lifespan, decreasing productivity for that moment, that day, until you change your thought. And so I'm reliving this moment, and it was such a profound learning experience. I was so excited about starting my internship. I started 4 months ahead of time. I just used to go to the clinic and hang out for a few hours and just get my feet wet. And so when I got there, I knew the protocol. I took x-rays, and I'm looking at the x-rays, nothing remarkable. Bring in an examining room, and there's a test. It's called a Georges test. I don't know why, but they call it George's test. It's a vertebral basilar arterial insufficiency test. What that means is there's an artery that comes out, primarily the carotid artery, that comes off of your heart and provides blood to the brain. And when you turn your head to either side and then tilt back, you're putting maximum compression on that artery at the top of your brainstem, which is at the base of your skull. So your brainstem actually extends down into the middle of your neck. So when you turn and torque and tilt back, if there's any arterial insufficiency, then the eyes will start to move, and the person will get close to passing out. And so that's the first test that you do in order to determine if chiropractic care is constituted or not. And so I'm there. She turns, tilts back. Her eyes start moving. She almost falls on the table. Okay, let's do the other side. Turn, tilt back, same thing. I said, excuse me, I'll be back in just a minute. I closed the door and ran down the hall. Dr. Howell, we have a positive bilateral Georges test. Well, don't touch your neck. Well, that's a complaint. Well, don't touch your neck. But the x-rays are unremarkable. Don't touch your neck. So I did everything I could do not to touch her neck. But then it got me to thinking, how could a 25-year-old woman, apparently in good physical shape, how could she have vertebral basilar constrictions? And so I went to the library, and I gave the head of the library, Bob. I said, Bob, can you do some research on George's test and see what you come up with? And so later that afternoon, there was a book written by two physical medicine doctors out of Sweden. In fact, I'm going to write myself a note, see if I can find that book. Dvorak and Dvorak, D-V-O-R-A-K, Dvorak and Dvorak. And they said that when you interpret the vertebral basilar arterial insufficiency test, there's two indications. One, of course, the artery is compromised. Two, there's a mechanical component to it. Oh, really? That will demonstrate the same positive outcome as arterial compromise. I went, really? Yeah. There are mechanical receptors in the joints of your spine. Every joint in your spine has a mechanical receptor. And that mechanical receptor sends information on position. It's called proprioception, where your body is in space. You can walk down your hallway in your house and be cool, but if you close your eyes, you're going to be a little cautious. Well, you don't know exactly where you are in space, even though you've done it 100 times. You're going to be a bit more cautious because you can't verify visually where your body is in space. That's called proprioception. And they said that the mechanical receptors throughout the spine fire positional information to the cerebellum. The cerebellum is the part of the brain that controls movement. That's why walking is so important. That's why it took you probably maybe 8 to 12 months to begin walking. Most people started talking before they started walking because that's a different part of the brain. Once you start walking, we got the walk game and gone now. But it took you a while to develop that. First of all, you have to flip over, raise your head up, learn how to crawl, crawl before you walk. Walk over and grab something or somebody. Stand up, and it's the scariest thing you've ever done. You don't believe me? Take a picture of a baby that just stood up for the first time. It's fear. It ain't happy, it's fear. You can tell from the face. Oh, how you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling great. Well, tell your face. Called muscle memory. So we learned to walk. We built the walking mechanism. We built cranial nerve 8. Vestibular cochlear has to do with hearing and balance. And it fires directly into not only the part of your brain that controls movement, but it fires directly into the part of your brain that controls and houses and stores every thought, feeling, and emotion that you've had in your life, and some of them that your mother had when you were being built inside of her. In fact, today is May 15th. It's my mother's separation day from her mother. It's not a birthday. We've been duped into believing when you separate from your mother, it's a birthday. It's not a birthday. It's a separation day. Because when you popped out, birth means new. You just began a new existence. It wasn't a new you. You popped out knowing how to breathe. You separated from your mother knowing how to eliminate. And all functions in your body now function on their own. Were moments before you inside the cavity of your mother, and she was doing it all for you. Shout out to the mothers, because men can't have babies. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. So you pop out and you have this lifelong experience of not only learning to walk, but learning to live, learning to be a productive individual. I met your daughter, John. She's a beautiful young lady. And your grandson, beautiful. It's like, whoa, success. It's all we can anticipate and hope for is that we on children and raise them and give them something that they can hold on to and become productive individuals. And so, brain. I was talking about the brain. Mechanical receptors of the brain. Learn how to walk. So every time you change positions from sitting to standing to standing to sitting to sitting to laying down, every time you change positions, your computer gets a different message as to where your body is in space. It's a proprioceptive change. And then you become mechanically distorted somewhere in your spine, and you don't know it. If I were standing there poking on you, you'd know it, but if you poked on yourself, you'd know it. But for the most part, you don't know it until you accumulate enough of that mechanical distortion until your body says, hey, you're putting too much pressure on this nerve, and, you know, I got to tell you something. That's called awareness. Some people say pain and tension, but it's called awareness, increased awareness. Any increased awareness is instead of a heart attack. I'll say it over and over and over again. It took me so long to understand that, but it's true. It used to be a single-cell organism. Your heart was right there in that single cell. So was your liver and your brain and all that. So today, that same level of communication exists through all cells. So I'm back to Rebecca Dvorak, and Dvorak and Dvorak says, you know, there's a mechanical interpretation of this orthopedic test. And I went back and I told Dr. Howell, and I told everybody in the class, and my next question was, why am I a senior intern and I don't even know anything about this? When I look back in retrospect, you know, you hear hindsight is 2020. No, hindsight is not 2020. It's not 2040. It's not 2080. Hindsight is 20 infinity. What I mean by that is, when you look back in hindsight over experience and you hit rewind play, is it live or is it Memorex? No, it has the same effect on your system, whether it's real, imagined, or you're remembering it. It has the same effect on your system, only now it's an accumulative effect. Is it a positive accumulative effect? Do you still live it the way you lived it the first time and took your heart out, threw it on the ground, smashed it, stomped on it, gave it back to you? You relive it that way, or you relive it? I learned. What did you learn? I don't know. That's a perfectly acceptable answer. And then you follow it up with, I don't know what I learned. I just know I learned. I love learning. I'm looking forward to learning some more. Guess what? If you're still alive, you learn something else. Just to give you an analogy, I was filling up my gas tank the other day, because gas went down to $1.48 a gallon. And so while it's filling up, I was just doing some practice strokes with my golf swing. And I learned that my shoulders were turning before impact with the ball. Life analogy. If you look to where you're going before you finish the project that you're doing, then the project that you're doing is not going to be as efficiently accomplished as it would if you focused your entire attention on finishing the task at hand before you let your mind wander to the task in the future. Life and golf are very similar, in my opinion.
And so, well, how's that, Doctor?
Let's just take the moments left in this day. What do we pace on that moment? Do we pace a learning moment? I love learning. Do we pace joy? Do we pace fear and anxiety? Oh, I don't want to hit that ball in the lake. I just hit it in the lake on hole four. Oh, and you have this feeling of apprehension, and you create the chemistry. And once you create the chemistry and the hormone, the behavior is inevitable. You must carry out the behavior. And so while you're lamenting over the fact that you hit the ball in the lake a few holes ago, there's a lake in front of you. Guess what's going to happen? I don't want to hit it in the lake. You just did. See, if we train our minds, and that's training. I heard it during the break. Training and practice equals automatic performance. That's profound. See, we've been trained to think less than positive. And you've heard this before. If you're upset, that's what it is. If you get emotionally upset, you can't think straight. There's a scientific reason for that. Getting emotionally upset is a DIY frontal lobotomy. It's a do-it-yourself frontal lobotomy. You can't think straight. Dr. Alan Watkins wrote a book called Coherence. Look it up. Go to YouTube and look at his two TED Talks videos. And you go, really? Oh. Look at it again. Once you get emotionally upset, you create a hormone. It's called adrenaline. Adrenaline makes you jump over tall buildings, lift up cars, run as fast as you can, and you don't even know you're doing it.
I've done that. I've done it. I lifted an automobile off the head of my friend after a rollover accident by myself.
Yes. Yes, that you hear mothers lifting cars off their babies, you know, because that's a life-threatening kick-in mechanism. And you have superhuman strength. And, but why would you produce that level of hormone for an angry thought of someone that you don't even know? They drove off in the distance. They're having a great day, and you're lamenting over the fact that they upset you by an action they did, and you interpreted your perception of their intentions caused you to process it.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
You're kidding.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 15th of May. One last time, if you need a private consultation, possibly become a client of Dr. Wilbert like I am, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Got about 3.5 minutes here, Doctor.
All righty, John. You know, I have a couple of statements that I've coined along the way. Because, and the reason why I came up with these is because it's true. If people knew what I knew, they would do what I do. And sometimes that comes off a bit brash, but I've only been around on this planet almost 70 years. So I'm a scientist. So I observe the Creator's behavior, and I do what I know works. Oh, let's try this medication because your blood pressure is still high. You're going to try something else again? Well, try implies it didn't work the first time. You didn't know it wasn't going to work? That's called the practice of allopathic medicine. I am not in private practice anymore. I'm in private performance. I know that what I do works for 100% of the people 100% of the time. Just like everyone that's alive needs air to stay alive, that's how confident I am that what I do will work for you. So when we look at my first outpatient client, and I evaluated this particular orthopedic test, it has two implications. One, arterial insufficiency. Two, mechanical erratic information to the cerebellum. In this country today, we are fed information that's not true. It's up to us to do the research and apply it in our lives and see if it's true for us. It's cloudy and rainy here in St. Louis. I don't wonder if the sun's going to shine, but it is. I don't wonder what impact every moment of my life has on my longevity of living, on my productivity. I don't have any wonders about that. I don't wonder if this food is going to be good for me. I don't wonder what to do. I don't wonder about anything. And if I wonder about anything, I ask why. And when I ask why, I do the research. This internet is a wonderful thing. I was a techie as an engineer. I'm a physician, so I'm now getting back to the techiness of researching information. I'm an information gatherer. I'm quite analytical. I'm not so expressive. I can be amiable at times. And I enjoy helping people understand and learn the truth about being well. The truth about being well is that you study what has already been created. That's the design of the human body. Rebecca DeVore taught me a real lesson that everything isn't what it looks like, and she got better. She got better because I chose to do something different. But I understood the cause. You can never fix enough effects to fix the cause.
Doctor, we are out of time, sir. We are out of time. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Have you back this Friday. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Ready.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.